KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 60 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high near 80. Good afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this morning by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Cass County Board of Supervisors at 9 a.m. Tuesday, they met during the morning, and during their in-person and electronic session, the board discussed the position on the Cass County Veteran Affairs Commission, which ends June 30th. Following discussion, the board voted unanimously to reappoint Terry Dugan of Griswold to the Cass County Commission of Veteran Affairs for a three-year term beginning July 1st. The board also discussed the issue of abandoned vehicles parked along Highway 92 just north of Messina. Cass County Auditor and Board Secretary Dale Sunderman says Supervisor Frank Waters reported that it appeared five of the vehicles are parked in the state right-of-way, and three, one with a license plate, are parked on private property. Since the DOT is working on the issue and has notified the persons believed to own the vehicles that are in the state's right-of-way, the board decided it would postpone going forward until the vehicles' owners respond to the DOT's request. Well, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special electronic meeting this evening at 6 o'clock via YouTube. On their agenda is discussion with regard to a return to learn plan and IASB legislative priorities for 2021 legislative session and the August 2020 board retreat. Action items tonight include a review and payment of fiscal year 2020 bills, a proposal request for the Atlantic Athletic Facilities Project, and a contract recommendation for Ashley Kaufman, middle school special education teacher, along with the transfer from Arnie Lieferman to Title I teacher. The Creston Police Department today reports the arrest at around 1:40 p.m. on Tuesday of 39-year-old Jennifer Beard from Creston. She was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for violation of a protection order. Beard was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Six new positive cases of COVID-19 were reported in Pottawatomie County yesterday. PCPH officials say one of the individuals is from Crescent, one is from Avoca, and four are from Council Bluffs. One person is 18 to 40 years of age, two are 41 to 60, and three are 61 to 80. They were tested between June 18th and 22nd. The new cases bring to 630 the number of confirmed COVID-19 diagnoses in the county, and when EpiLinked cases are factored in, the total is 689. PCPH's 188 of the positive cases occurred through community spread. 213 persons are self-isolating, 6 are hospitalized, and 445 have recovered. Demographics show 341 men were testing positive for COVID-19 in Pott County, 348 women, 52 persons are 17 and under, 302 are age 18 to 40, 217 range in age from 41 to 60, 103 are 61 to 80 years of age, and 15 are 81 years of age or older. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported this morning the number of Iowans who have tested positive for COVID-19 to date is 26,470. Of that total, 6,799 have a pre-existing condition. Two more people died from the virus since the last report on Tuesday for a total now of 690. 486 of the persons who have died to date had a pre-existing medical condition. The number of Iowans who have tested positive is 239,751. And of those who had the virus, 16,716 have recovered. A total of 266,592 tests have been completed, while completed assessments number 748,4842. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term facilities is now down to 30. Health officials say 892 staff or residents of those facilities have tested positive for the virus, and that's also a decline. 558 have recovered, and 356 have died. In southwest and western Iowa, Region 4, 7 patients are hospitalized. That's one more than yesterday. 2 are in an ICU. There were 2 new admissions to hospitals, and 1 person remains on a ventilator. Statewide, the numbers continue to decline, with 140 hospitalized, 43 in an ICU, 25 on ventilators. 7 people were admitted to the hospital over the past 24 hours across the state, for a total of 21 new admissions. And in the immediate KJAN listening area, the only change in positive COVID-19 cases and numbers of persons who have recovered are in Shelby County, where there's 85 cases now. That's an increase of 2 positive cases from Tuesday. 49 have recovered. That's 3 more than yesterday. Pottawatomie County, according to the latest report from the state of Iowa, says has 626 cases of positive COVID-19 with 427 recovered. Now, within weeks of Governor Kim Reynolds agreeing to allow bars and restaurants to open to customers, Iowa's 2 major college towns are seeing spikes in coronavirus cases among young adults. The trend is raising concerns among local health officials and prompting some businesses to again close their doors. Business owners in Iowa have welcomed the governor's move to end most restrictions that had been imposed over the spring to slow the spread of the coronavirus, but some in Ames and Iowa City now are unsure what to do as cases rise. The cities are, of course, homes to Iowa State University and University of Iowa, the state's largest colleges. Iowa's Workplace Safety Agency says inspection didn't uncover any violations at Tyson Foods' largest pork processing plant, which employed several people who died after contracting the coronavirus. Iowa's OSHA administration closed its investigation into the Tyson plant in Waterloo early this month without sanctioning the meat company. County officials and workers have alleged that in March and early April, Tyson workers did not have adequate personal protective equipment, or PPE, to stop the spread of the virus and were not social distancing. The company says it has taken numerous safety steps since then. Black Hawk County has said more than 1,000 of the Waterloo plant's 2,800 workers had tested positive for the virus or antibodies by early May. Now, the American Red Cross is now testing all blood donations from Iowans for COVID-19 antibodies. Red Cross spokesman Joe Zidlow says the tests will let donors know if they've been exposed to the coronavirus. Plus, it's another way to encourage people to donate a pint.
There continues to be an urgent need for blood donations as our hospital partners resume surgeries and treatments that require blood products.
The FDA-authorized test will run until further notice. Donors are expected to learn the results in some 7 to 10 days. Zidlow says Red Cross chapters have received several calls from people who reported coronavirus symptoms but never took a test.
I think this gives people a peace of mind, but it's also sort of a two-way street. Number one, they can help by donating blood right now when we have an urgent need. Blood drives that continue to be canceled. Hospitals are doing more procedures and surgeries. They're going to need more blood. More people are on the roads. There could be more of a chance of trauma situations.
Zidlow says the testing will let donors know if they have the antibodies in their bloodstream.
They have those in their plasma, and would they want to come back in and maybe donate some plasma to help COVID-19 patients recover, or they may not have it, but at least it gives them a peace of mind.
Of course, if you don't feel well, postpone donating blood. If you think you might have COVID-19, wait until you're symptom-free for at least 28 days and feeling well before making a donation. Zidlow says it's important to note the Red Cross is not testing donors to diagnose illness, referred to as a diagnostic test. Also, a positive antibody test does not confirm infection or immunity, but it does indicate potential exposure to the virus. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.